Akedas Yitzchak plays a very central and critical role in the experience of Rosh Hashanah. We know this, of course, because the shofar, which could be kosher if it came from many, many other kinds of animals, but traditionally all communities observe what the Gemara says is the preferred way of performing the mitzvah with the shofar shel ayil, a ram's horn, because of its connection to the story in the postscript after Yitzchak is saved and instead Avram sacrifices the ram. Moreover, we know that we reference the Akedah in Kriyas HaTorah, as well as in the Brachos in Musaf of Zichronos, where we ask Hashem to remember all sorts of things as a merit to us and to help our judgment. And the climax of that, of course, and the most primary focus is to remember Akedas Yitzchak as he judges us favorably. The question is, why specifically does Akedas Yitzchak play such a prominent role? Or perhaps said slightly differently, what about Akedas Yitzchak is so pivotal and so central and considered so meritorious for us that we reference it so many times and in such important ways on Rosh Hashanah? That it's a big schus for Avram and Yitzchak, who actually endured the Akedah, I understand. But what do we benefit? How are we leveraging off of that that makes it such a central aspect and dimension in so many ways, as we previously mentioned, of the Rosh Hashanah experience? In order to explain that, I'd like to share with you a beautiful insight of the Meshech Chochma in his commentary to Parshas Vayera, the actual story of Akedas Yitzchak. And in that context, before getting to the questions that we asked, the Meshech Chochma himself asks a different question, which is that the Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph that if a Jewish person tries to do a mitzvah, very much wants to do a mitzvah, and then for some reason beyond his or her control ends up not doing the mitzvah, ma'ala alav hakasav ki'ilu asa, that you get credit for your good intentions. If you genuinely wanted to do it and the reason you couldn't do it was out of your control, you get credit, mitztarfin machshava tova lamaisa. Hashem, so to speak, gives you credit for your machshava tova, for your good wishes. On the other hand, it's clear, says the Gemara, that it's not true in the other direction. If a person wanted to do a sin, he had a machshava ra, but then for whatever reason didn't end up doing the sin, a person is not necessarily punished for that. We are not mitztaref machshava ra'a l'maisa. So there is this imbalance, which we, Baruch Hashem, benefit from. And the question is, why is that so? This question is compounded when we compare the fact that the Yerushalmi in Masechet Peah in the first chapter tells us that Begoyim Chilufa, that it's just the opposite when it comes to non-Jews. Hashem doesn't necessarily give them credit if they only have a good thought, only if they have a good deed. On the other hand, if they have a bad thought, even if they ended up not following up on it, Hashem would punish them. So this is not only a, so to speak, benefit that we have, but it's sharpened by the fact that specifically, Jews have it and non-Jews don't. Why is it that we get this benefit of the doubt? And why specifically Jewish people and not non-Jewish people? So in order to answer that question, the Meshech Chochma invokes what he considers the pivotal lesson and the lasting legacy of the Akedah. And he points out that when Yitzchak was willing to give up his life, Al Kiddush Hashem, from that point and onwards, Me'az V'Hala, Hukva l'teva kayam b'umah Yisraelit l'himashech achrei ratzon hashkacha me'omak halev v'limsor navsham v'rucham al kiddush shmo yizbarach. In other words, says the Meshech Chochma, what Yitzchak was willing to do was put Hashem's desire and will above his own. He was saying that it's not about what I want, Hashem, but it's about what you want. And I live to be a vehicle for ratzon Hashem and for kvod shamayim. And if this is what you want, and that is what I'm willing to do, because that's who I am. I am, Yitzchak, in essence, was saying, is someone who will do whatever it is that you want and won't do what you don't want. And, more importantly, says the Meshech Chochma, that midah that Yitzchak exhibited to such a dramatic degree at the Akedah, he was able to not only exhibit it, but it became part of who he was, part of his spiritual DNA, and it has been passed down to the Jewish people for all generations. As the Meshech Chochma said, Hukva l'teva kayam b'umah ha-Yisraelit. This has become part of the living and sustained DNA, our inner nature, from generation to generations of the Jewish people. That is to say, that imprinted in us as the beneficiaries and descendants of Yitzchak Avinu is this midah as well, that deep down inside, whether we realize it or not, in our kishkas, our truest self at our core, we want to do Ratzon Hashem. That is something that we have inherited as part of our spiritual DNA from Yitzchak. That is his interpretation of Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. It's a simon. It left a lasting impression, an imprint on us. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, that is why Mitztarfin Machshava Tova Lamaisa. If we have a good deed, even if in the end we don't do it, that's actually a confirmation and consistent with our inner self. And therefore, we deserve that credit for it, because it's really expressing who we truly are. If we have a bad thought, which every human being can, we certainly have Bechir Chashis, but since that's not really who we are, it doesn't really count unless we actually went through with it. It's only the Machshava Tova, which anyway is a confirmation of who we are, which is truly considered meaningful. And that is something that we are uniquely beneficiaries as being descendants of, as I mentioned, Yitzchak Avinu and his behavior at the Akedas Yitzchak. The Meshech Chachma mentions in this vein the famous comments of the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, that if a man refuses to give his wife a get, even though the Beis Din requires him to do so, even though we wouldn't do this now lawfully, but in the time of the Sanhedrin, way back when Jews had autonomy, the Beis Din would empower the representatives to beat the man until he gave the get. And that was considered to be genuinely his ratzon. You need the ratzon of the man to give the get, but that was considered his inner ratzon, even though he's only giving the get because he's being beaten. But the Rambam writes so poetically that he really wants to give the get. His true self wants to give the get. The Yetzer Hara is getting in the way, and we're not coercing him, is rather we're removing the artificial impediment. And this all goes back, says the Meshech Chachma, to this midah that we all have from Yitzchak Avinu. And now we understand why we invoke the Akedah so often on Rosh Hashanah. Because what we're really saying is, Hashem, judge us for who we truly are. We're B'nai Yitzchak Avinu. We have this midah. Our true essence is to do your will. And therefore, even though we haven't always lived up to it, but judge us not only for what we've done, but who we really are.